The Turei Karta was the, we have to understand, as I explained, the Jewish religion was that over, you know, 3,000 years over when they accepted the Torah, and Jewish people were living, God-fearing people throughout the world. One of the places they were living was in Palestine. And when the Zionists decided to make their land, they first actually wanted to go to Uganda and other lands, wherever they felt it was rich soil and so forth, but then they realized they will not have any backing from the Jewish people. So they changed their plans and they decided to go to Palestine. Palestine, there was a Jewish community, a God-fearing Jewish community, a large Jewish community, the minority of the inhabitants of Palestine, but there was a large Jewish community of God-fearing people. And so when they decided to go up there, of course they became a threat for the Palestinian Arabs, but they were also a tremendous threat for the Jewish Orthodox community. When the Jewish Jews that were living there in Palestine saw this influx of Zionists, they realized that this is a tremendous threat for their whole Judaism. So they created the Eidah Haredes, it was called. That was, the Eidah means a congregation of, Haredes means of God-fearingness. It was, until today they have that name. They created a rabbinate, basically, not the chief rabbi or the rabbinate of Israel. They created the Eidah Haredes, it was called, and they put, for the first time in history, of the recent history, they made a chief rabbi, who was Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld of blessed memory, to fight this Zionist movement. Then later it transformed in the 1930s. This was done in the 1920s. And the 1930s, they received the name, the ones who were vocal, Neturei Karta. Neturei Karta means the watchers, the protectors of the city. And these were the vocal people against Zionism. So basically they were there simply to fight this Zionist movement. And they fought a tooth and nail, and people were killed in the fights. People were constantly, till today actually, they were beaten and thrown into jail. Unfortunately, the media doesn't cover that, but this is when they were created, and basically it was created in Palestine. And then it spread throughout the world. People who were demonstrating, anybody who was vocal, was called Neturei Karta, coined the term Neturei Karta.